Christmas tree season is kicking off here in South Carolina. To tell us more about the upcoming holiday events and where to find them in your tree, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And when we talk Christmas trees, of course, we're talking real Christmas trees. Is that right, Commissioner?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're not going into the attic and getting it out of the box this time. We're going to go get one. So it does seem like more people are wanting to start the holidays a little earlier this year, probably, what, due to the pandemic and everything else we face this year, and I can't blame them.
No.
So the good news is some of these varieties of trees will last the entire season. I know that that when I take mine out in early January or maybe right before New Year's Eve, it always still hadn't dried out too much if you take care of it while it's in the house.
If now you mentioned about, you know, it being potentially a longer Christmas season this year, people getting started early, what would be a good kind of Christmas tree, a good variety for folks to consider if they're going to be putting it up early?
Well, I've got several to talk about. One, I'm sure everyone is familiar with the Legoland cypress. They are native to Southeast, and it will last quite a while, and, as I'm told, good for those with allergies, so you don't want to deal with that. But then maybe some other varieties, Carolina Sapphire, a little different, a little bluish tint to the tree, and soft, you know, soft to the touch, which a lot of people like. Then there's one that's kind of new to me, the Clemson Green Spire, developed by Clemson University for Christmas trees and started in greenhouse operations. So some to think about, you know, when you go and shop for it, you want to ask them when was the tree cut and some things you want to do. Obviously, keep your tree watered and maybe watch your temperatures, things like that to make the tree last the whole season.
I understand the Clemson Green Spire is actually orange and purple. Is that right? It's kind of a unique tree.
No need to decorate. It comes decorated. No. I don't know if we'll have any, but the Sunday after Thanksgiving is always the country Christmas at the Columbia State Farmers Market in the afternoon. So a great chance to get out there, socially distanced with the family. I usually pass several families that I know all there for the same reason, shopping for Christmas trees. So it's a good time to sort of kick it in gear and go find a great tree.
And speaking of finding a great tree, if they want to cut to the chase, there's a website, I believe, that they can visit, and they'll find a good Christmas tree near them.
Yeah, you'll find a map with our Christmas tree farms in South Carolina, and that is scchristmastrees.org. So scchristmastrees.org, and go find a place. And, you know, with all the agritourism, this is a big time of year for them. You go out with the family, find yourself a tree on a farm, and then spend a half a day or something like that. So just good way to start the holidays.
Sure is. scchristmastrees.org. Just click it and then pick your tree right there.
Click it and pick it and cut it. How about that?
There you go. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Happy holidays for you, all of them, from all of us here at the Southern Farm Network.